But the first thing I think a lot of HR folks are doing wrong with their background screening process or with their background checking process is that they're using the background check as their entire screening process. They're relying on that one piece to catch any dishonesty that the applicant may have presented during the application and interview process and anything else that they may be concerned about. So in other words, they're not having frank conversations about the reasons employees may have terminated or applicants may have terminated from previous employment. They're not asking a good, thorough, and legal criminal history question. They're accepting we'll discuss as reasons for termination and then never discussing it. Really, if you've got a good background screening process, employee screening process, it starts with policies and procedures that say, here's what our process is. Here's when we're going to ask a criminal history question. Here's what we're going to ask. Here's how we're going to determine in advance, before we ever meet an applicant, that this particular criminal history in this time period is relevant to this position. This is how we're going to do individualized assessment. All of those kinds of issues. You've got all that mapped out before you ever meet your applicant. You've looked at your job description and said, this job has the kind of access they have, this kind of supervision they have, this is what the role responsibilities entail, and these are the risks that those things present, and here's how we're going to tie these applicants' past behavior to these kinds of risks to evaluate them as high, medium, or low risk. So if you've got all of that, all the background check is a lie detector test. Did they tell me the truth throughout this process? And if they've got a good process in place, they will have already identified the candidates that they really don't want, and there should be no surprises from the background check itself.